Okay, we'll go ahead and resume the call. We do have California coach Jeff Tedford online. The Golden Bears are at USC on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Your first question comes from Paul Cackle, San Francisco Examiner.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, I want to ask you, it sounds like you have a pretty good problem on your one good problem on your hands. You have all of a sudden all these running backs. What are you going to do with all these guys, and are we going to see more Bigelow this year?
Yeah, well, that's it is a nice problem to have. Those three guys, and then you can throw Lasko in there too, are all quality backs. And our running back coach, Coach Gould, really does a nice job of rotating those guys in. And so, yeah, I think, one of the focus has been, have Bigelow play a little bit more. But getting all three of them in the rotation, is a little bit difficult to do. You're never going to get the – no one's going to get – if you play three backs, you're not going to get 20 carries apiece. But it would be nice to have them touch a few more times.
So do you just go with the hot hand in that situation? How do you deal with that?
Well, Coach Gould typically does it, by how they're feeling. Are they fresh? Are they, how are they? Are they healthy? Or, really what's going on? And, plays and, all the different things that go into it, protections and things. So it's Coach Gould has a good feel for those guys, and he kind of rotates them as he sees fit.
And another question about Zach. It looked like last week it might have been his best game in a Cal uniform, due to the amount of pressure he was under all day. It seemed like he was under the gun most of the afternoon, and he dealt with it pretty well. Last time you guys played USC, he probably had a night to forget. Can you kind of describe the differences between Zach and USC last year and where he is today, what we saw last game?
Well, yeah, it was early in the year last year, and, Zach's, first few games in our offense and playing under the speed of what USC brings and the challenges that they bring. So I think he feels the speed of the game a little bit better. I think he manages the game better. I agree with you. I thought he played really well last week and made good decisions and he was getting hit and he was under duress, but he still made some real quality throws. And, but as they're a different defense. They're very athletic and physical and it's hard sledding, against SC. They're very fast and very athletic but controlling the football and not turning the football over is the key. We turned it over a couple times deep against them last year, and we threw an interception in the end zone last year. So just controlling the football and not giving them plays and giving them great field position is key, and I think he has learned to manage that part of the game well.
Last question for me. I was wondering if there's one area above anything else that you've seen a progression from week one to week three that you're really happy with.
Well, there's quite a few, actually. I think we've improved each and every week played a pretty complete football game last week. Obviously, we wanted to win the football game, but, I think the putting two halves together of offense and defense and special teams, I thought we've made a lot of improvements from week one, being a pretty young football team, and guys have grown and played well on the road last week. That was our first road game. So, it's just improvement in a lot of different areas. Not perfect yet, not where we want to be, but it's important we continue to grow.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Had you seen signs of what you – have you seen signs in practice of what you saw in Columbus, or was this just kind of a bolt out of the blue?
No, I we practice well, and, it's just we're kind of snake bit, early with some penalties and then the ball on the ground, had a couple fumbles in the first couple weeks and protected the football well and stayed away from the penalties. We only had four penalties, be it some, critical ones, especially one to have the touchdown call back, which I think could have went either way, But I thought, in a hostile environment, I think we had one legal procedure penalty. And so I just thought the focus was better. discipline was better, you know, and just played a much cleaner game. I don't think it's been so much about not executing as it's been us shooting ourselves in the foot with untimely penalties.
I was actually asking about Bigelow and his sudden emergence back in Columbus. I mean, had you seen signs of? I mean, have you seen runs in practice like?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you said Bigelow.
Yeah, sorry.
No, he practices like that all the time. You know, you see him do those type of things, and so he's a special player and has really, you know, I think. Again, he has been more comfortable with what's going on and has shown that he'll run hard. And so he definitely has put himself in position to get a few more touches.
It looked like a really high-level game back in Columbus. Is it your hope that even in a loss, your team maybe found itself a bit?
Yeah. As I told the team, I was, you know, obviously very disappointed. We didn't go back there just to play a good game. We went back there to win the game. But, you know, there is some silver lining there. We took a lot of positives, you know, going on the road. I thought the team chemistry and the focus and the preparation was great. You know, going down 20-7, and then, you know, at halftime, everybody was completely focused and ready to go and coming back and continuing to answer the bell. I thought we grew a lot as a team.
And finally, do you make any change at kicker or do you just weather the storm there?
No, you know, he's our best kicker and he's a very good kicker, you know, just one of those days. And, you know, so we're, you know, practicing hard from the left hash this week to just make sure that he gets it straight, you know, and it was a rough day, you know, for him. But we're going to stand behind him and get his confidence back and work through it. And I'm sure he'll be back and do well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Oh, we've got a follow-up here.
We do have a question from Kerry Glenn, Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Jeff. This is Gary Klein from the LA Times. I'm actually sitting here in a room with other USC beat writers, so I apologize if you've been asked this question. But just wanted to get your sense on what's the biggest difference this year in Zach Maynard. Lane Kiffin said today that he thought the performance against Ohio State was the best he's seen him on tape. So we just wanted to get the sense from you of what the biggest difference is.
Well, I think he's really grown. I mean, you know, last year, you know, early in the year, we struggled a little bit with just management of the game and turning the football over and speed of the game. And now, you know, Zach really played really well down the stretch last year. You know, in our last half of the season, he played really well. And so he's just, you know, continues to grow each week. And I think he's just more comfortable with the offense, comfortable with the speed of the game and protecting the football. Because that was really where we stumbled last year, was turning the football over and, you know, in poor situations. And so, but he's protected the ball really well this year and needs to continue to do it as we play a very athletic, tough SC defense.
And then could you just explain kind of how Brandon Bigelow has emerged? I mean, was that a shock to you or is that something that you and your staff had been anticipating what happened?
Yeah, no, we know he has ability. You know, he's a special player. You know, he was coming off of two knee surgeries back-to-back and so really had to get a lot of confidence back in his leg. And, you know, each week you see that, you know, he's working hard to do the right things. And he's a gifted guy. And now that he's got full confidence back and elusive and fast, I don't think, you know, there's any doubt that, you know, his speed is exceptional. And, you know, so he's proven that, you know, he's ready to go and should get a little bit more playing time.
Perfect. That'll do it. Jeff, thanks for your time today. Good luck.
Thank you. Take care.